What foreign languages do Chinese children learn? Nowadays, Chinese children primarily learn English as a foreign language. This is because English plays an extremely important role on the world stage when it comes to global communication and international business. Reflecting this global significance, English is a compulsory subject in Chinese schools, and is likely the foreign language which the majority of Chinese children would be most familiar with. English language cinema and TV programming is also massively popular all over the world, which could similarly encourage Chinese children to learn English as a foreign language. Why do Chinese children learn English? Chinese children learn English for a variety of reasons. Firstly, English has developed to be the language of global communication, vital for international business, trade and diplomacy. This marks proficiency in English as a deeply practical skill for future career opportunities. The teaching of English to young Chinese people also helps China to interact with the wider world and to remain more competitive in global market. This is a means for the Chinese youth to communicate with the wider world, promoting cultural understanding and bridging the gap between China and English-speaking countries. Why are so many people learning English? People from all over the world are learning English for a number of similar reasons. From an economic perspective, English is now the language of international trade. As such, many people learn English in order to pursue better career prospects abroad in English-speaking nations. From a cultural perspective, English language media, particularly from America, has become hugely popular internationally. As well as cinema and television, internet resources and social media content are more and more frequently using English as their primary language. Because of this, people learn English for its practical benefit, as well as to feel generally more connected to the wider world. Do you think the way people learn English today is the same as in the past? The way in which people learn English nowadays is very different to the methods people used to employ in the past. In today's society, rather than in the classroom, the majority of exposure people have to English is through social media. This means that people, especially young people, are learning English through interactions that they have online, as opposed to through textbooks and instruction. On the one hand, modern students of English might have a lesser understanding of the language's grammar through this method. But on the other, they know better how to communicate in a more colloquial style befitting a native speaker. Is it easier for children to learn languages than adults? It is a generally accepted fact of linguistics that children can acquire language much more efficiently than adults can. Although adult learners may be more motivated language students, young brains are highly adaptable and more receptive to language acquisition. Children can effortlessly pick up new sounds, grammatical structures, and vocabulary through immersion, mimicking native speakers with remarkable ease. Adults, on the other hand, typically learn through painstakingly committing grammar rules and vocabulary to memory, which is a far lengthier process. Furthermore, as adults, our cognitive processes are more entrenched, and we may experience difficulties with new pronunciations and grammar due to our pre-existing understanding of language. This is a challenge which child learners generally do not face. How can teachers make language learning more fun for children? Though there are many different ways in which children can learn, nearly all young students are at risk of becoming bored easily. To make language learning more fun for children, teachers should focus on creating a classroom environment which is at once instructive and entertaining. Incorporating interactive elements into teaching, such as games, songs, and storytelling, will ideally help to make lessons more memorable for children. Encouraging group activities amongst classmates can also help to break up the monotony of instruction and enables children to practically apply their language knowledge in a social context. Finally, positive reinforcement, such as rewards and praise, motivates children to participate more actively in class.